Welcome and thank you for clicking on the Harmonic Concordance blogcast, your source for inspired interviews that explore the edges of consciousness and the role of spirit in our transformative times. Now here's your host, Johnny Marie Hiel.
Hi, folks, and thanks for joining us on the Harmonic Concordance blogcast today. I'm very happy to have John Till with us. John is a clinical and medical support hypnotherapist certified by the International Board of Hypnotherapy. His goal is to empower the client to use the mind as a creative tool of the soul. As a clinical hypnotherapist, John uses hypnosis to enable a client to achieve a state of mental, physical, and emotional relaxation. When in hypnosis, the conscious mind takes a rest, allowing the client to tap into the storehouse of information that lies in the subconscious part of the mind and to make positive changes to thought patterns, habits, or the effects of traumatic incidents that are giving a negative impact, either mentally or physically, to the current life. Having said that, I'm going to welcome in John Till. How are you doing today, John?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Well, thank you for being here and giving me some of your time. I know you're always busy with one thing or another, but let me begin by asking you, can you fill us in on who John Till is? Sort of a brief autobiography.
Okay. Like you said, I'm a medical support clinical hypnotherapist. Just a brief history. I came from a large family, grew up in rural Indiana. After high school, I went into the U.S. Air Force in 1970, and that started my spiritual awakening.
That's an interesting place for you to start a spiritual awakening, in the Air Force.
Well, it is, but you have to remember that the Vietnam War was going on at the time. So there was a lot happening, and I was stationed up on a base in the United States with aircraft loaded with nuclear weapons, ready to go to war at any time. And it gets a person thinking, especially when you start talking to people coming back from Vietnam and all the crazy things that were going on over there. So I started questioning everything. And at one point, I came across Lao Tzu, who was probably my first spiritual teacher. And it went on from there. After getting out of the service, I got into meditation. I've been meditating daily since 1974. So that kept me on a spiritual journey throughout my life to present.
And some of the other names or people who have been influential in your life so far?
Well, my spiritual teacher that I had at that time, Prem Rawat, is a definite influence, and he gave me the foundation of meditation, which I still practice. I've had many other teachers. At one point in my life, I came across the books by Michael Newton, the Between Life Regression books, and so I had to have a session there, and that pretty much set me on the course I'm on now. At that point, after I had that session, I decided this is what I wanted to do. So I started taking training in hypnosis. And my first hypnosis teacher was Dick Sutphin. Took a couple weeks with him. And after
he's a well-known name in the field, by the way, Dick Sutphin.
He's been practicing spiritual hypnosis since the 60s. And still going. So that got me into hypnosis, which I really liked. So then I took another 400 hours at the Hypnotherapy Academy, got certified in medical support clinical hypnosis. I've done a number of trainings after that. I got to train in Michael Newton's Between Life Regressions, which I do. I even did one yesterday. And Dolores Cannon's Quantum Healing Hypnosis, which is a fantastic way to get all kinds of information, even physical healing sometimes. I love the spiritual side of this. I do the clinical hypnosis, but I love the spiritual side of hypnosis, exploring different realms, different worlds, different. I find that in the last several years especially, a lot of things are changing. And even in just a simple past life regression, often people are going to lives on other planets and other dimensions. I find it very interesting.
It sounds very interesting to me, and as a matter of fact, you have done some work for me. So that's I find it very interesting.
Yeah.
So maybe you can take a few minutes here and tell us some stories about the, without giving away any secrets or personal information, some of the experiences that people have come back from. Well, wait a minute. Let me start by asking you, what have been some of your own experiences under past life regressions?
Okay. I've done quite a few of my past life regressions. I could probably tell you at least 15 of them. But the interesting ones to me are going to other planets. I've had lives on another planet, which I seem to keep going back to and exploring a little more each time.
A home planet, more or less.
I guess. I know that I've had a lot of lives on this planet for at least 4,000 years. But I went back to a life on another planet before that, where we weren't even as physical as we are here. It was more, everybody was more what I would call not completely physical. And I was sent to Earth to gather information. And at that time, I ended up in a temple learning secrets, some 4,000 years ago or something, which I've been on many different temples in this world, and as well as different wars and many, just a lot of different things. I've had other clients as well who went back to other planets and then taking them forward in time while they're on that planet to an important time, and they would go to a council where they were being told to come to Earth to gather information. And I've seen this numerous times, and I find that interesting.
Can I ask you what happens in a past life review, or the session in which you review the past life that you've just had?
Are you talking about the past lives on other planets or just in general?
Yeah. Well, someone dies and they then go to their life between life.
Okay.
That the even is the title of I think one of the books that I've read, Life Between Lives, right?
Right. That would be Michael Newton's probably Journey of Souls. Okay, typically a person leaves their body in this life or in this, as a human being. They're usually greeted by others that they know, people who have passed before them, or personal spirit guides, taken to often to a place of rest, and then taken to that realm between lives where they meet with a council of higher beings to review their life, and they get to meet their soul family. It seems to be a group of souls or beings such as themselves who go through evolution together, and they keep going back to that same group. And that's always a rather emotional, sometimes like a homecoming.
Is there any judgment passed on that, on oneself when, you know, when they are before the council?
I have never seen any judgment other than what a person puts on themselves. The council sees it as a bigger picture. They see it as an ongoing thing. So they may say something like, well, you could have done better here. And next time, you might want to do this. Or you did really well in this lifetime. You know, I had the first time I went there when I was in hypnosis, you know, I had died in the Second World War, the French Resistance. And I went in front of the council and I said, well, you did well in that life. Next time you don't have to be a warrior. You can be a healer. And so all this time I'm doing my best.
Sounds like you're doing pretty well to me.
Well, I'm enjoying myself.
Isn't that what life is supposed to be about? We're supposed to enjoy ourselves, really, not burden ourselves.
Yes.
All right, so that's what happens essentially in the between life state. You go there, you have a review of your life, you decide what you need together with the council, what you might need to work on in the next life,
mm-hmm.
and then you hook up with the people who will be in your next life.
Yes, I mean, you may be there for a period of time as we know it, but when the decision is made to come back into another life, then you're given different options on different bodies and able to, I think, even see a little bit of the life that you will be going into so that you can decide what you want to experience, what you want to learn. Because we come into this life for the experience of it. And for the growth that happens when we're in here. Because in the between life, there is spiritual development. You can take classes with advanced spiritual people. You can explore universes. You can travel. You can do all kinds of things. But you come into life, in a physical life like this, because we have to make decisions here. There are choices, and making choices speeds up our spiritual growth, if we make the right one, of course.
Well, even if we make the wrong one sometimes, which can ultimately turn out to our benefit, we can learn.
Well, that's true. We learn from everything that happens, providing that we don't just blame somebody else for everything that happens.
Oh, my life is ruined because of her.
That's right. As long as we take responsibility for ourselves, there's growth.
Okay.
And ultimately, I think that's what it's about.
That seems to be a first part, or part A, of the hypnotic experience for clients, the past life review. And the opportunity to learn while in the between life session. But you've taken this to another level in which people actually go to other planets or other solar systems or other parts of the universe. You want to explore that a little bit with us?
Well, usually that happens within a session. I don't often try to go there. When we do a session like a between life or a quantum healing session or even a past life regression, I believe that the spiritual guides that are always helping us from the other side are really showing the client what they need to see at this time, what they need for their own spiritual growth. And it just seems like in this age, this time when spiritual awakening is happening, that more and more people are being shown a bigger picture. where it used to be, everybody would just go back to a past life in this planet on Earth. Now I'm finding people who are here for the first time but have many lives on other planets, or just here, you know, 2, 3, 4 times, you know, and those people who are here just like the first time, or just they're having a really hard time here, because most planets that you go to, there isn't all this war and conflict. It's just very extreme on this planet, which the good thing about that is we have the opportunity to grow here. Where on a lot of other planets, like one that I was working with yesterday, on this other planet, they didn't have emotion there. It was a environment where everybody just had their own job. They just did what they needed to do. There was no conflict. There was no emotion.
No tension to provide growth.
Yeah, there was no, they didn't know what love was. They didn't know what anger was. They didn't know pain. They didn't know all this stuff there. So this client was sent here to gather that information. And she's had a very difficult time of it, gathering information. A lot of trauma and pain and suffering. So it was interesting. But like in some cases, like one client I have who was sent to Earth to teach healing. And then at the end of that life went back to the other planet. It's what we're finding is that there is so much more than we ever expected, and that just the idea or the concept of reincarnation is being expanded upon, where my idea of what it was, and even all the things that I've been taught, and I've been studying reincarnation pretty much all my life. I saw my first past life regression in probably 1974, and it's just so much more than we ever expected. Ever heard about. There is so much more in this, well, not just this galaxy, but and beyond, because there are different dimensions, there are different worlds, and every world has its own type of, not just type of being, but rules that they go by. I mean, we talk about time as if it's linear, but it's, you know, when we get into a past life, where we get into one of these regressions, like I take somebody up on a spaceship where they were abducted, you know, years ago, and I can talk to the people on the spaceship. This person yesterday, you know, she went back to the planet where she was sent to Earth from, and I was talking to the council there that sent her here. You know, there is, time doesn't work the way that
No, I can imagine. It is a timeless experience that we really have. And the only moment, to me, is now. And the only moment you can do anything in is now. No matter where you are and in what time you are, it's always now. So I hold on to that.
Well, that's exactly right.
Okay, let me ask you something else. It's a little different. When people undergo a regression, are you sometimes able to locate the source of problems that they have in this life, both physically, mentally, and emotionally? And if you can locate those, does the person benefit from that in this life?
Oh, absolutely. That is why most people come to a hypnotherapist, is because they have either physical or emotional or mental issues that they want to resolve. So that's mostly what a hypnotherapist does, is go back and sometimes we'll regress back to the initial cause of a situation. And I've had, usually that'll be earlier in this life, but sometimes the problem that a person is facing this life goes back to a past life. And seeing where it came from and releasing the trauma and the anger and the fear and everything at that time changes their life now to the better. It just releases things that they've been experiencing. So
I've also heard that it's possible to locate the origin of a physical wound, and through locating that origin, no matter what lifetime it took place in, that it sometimes can help reverse the physical wound that they're feeling today.
Well, that's true. A lot of times when people die in a traumatic way, fighting in a war or something of that sort, they will take that emotion with them. And it often will show up in this life as a disability or a pain in a certain part of their body where they were physically damaged in that life. They may bring with them the trauma of it also, which will affect them in this life. And going back to that time, it's possible to let them release it at that time, and it changes their experience now.
Well, this is obviously a process that has a good deal to do with our spiritual base, who we are really, and coming to understand who we really are is really part of, or a large part of, the reason that we're here, so that we can learn who we are, and hopefully with some spiritual guidance, we can become the person that we are meant to be. So I see it like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, the person that we really are when we're not in a body is different than what we are now, because we have a much bigger, broader view of things. So what we're trying to do is get back to that soul consciousness and grow from there. So
are there any specific spiritual tools that you've learned about that you can share with us that might help us here now, even though we're not doing a regression or between life session?
Well, to me, the biggest spiritual tool that we can do is meditation. And I will sometimes tell people that's where to start. But just as you mentioned, just be in the now. And I know this is an old subject, but living in the moment and just releasing the past, living in the moment and making our decisions now, knowing that our decision now is going to affect us for the rest of our life, and making the right decisions, making good decisions.
Well, I've made a good decision in connecting with you, John. Thank you very much for sharing with us some of the history of John Till and the background in hypnotherapy. I'd also like to mention that you're an excellent builder. That's an interesting concept to me, marrying the idea of being a builder, a contractor, and being a hypnotherapist. In a way, I see them both as being building, where you build, help the person build something for themselves. So that's a nice complementary set of tools for you.
Thank you.
But thank you, John. It's been a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you very much. We'll have this posted shortly, and I hope to see you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, John.
Thank you for having tuned in to the Harmonic Concordance blogcast with Johnny Marahiel and special guest. For more information about the blog, please visit www.hcblog.org. We wish you peace and blessings on your journey. Namaste.